most times we bring ourselves down because of the energy that we're associated with. And what I mean is, you place people's worries, people's responsibilities, people's anger, people's bad energy, and you mold that with your energy, and it affects your destiny, because most times the things that we deal with, we don't have to. And if it's something that you can't deal with, then don't deal with it. And that's where stress comes from. That's where worry, that's where anger, that's where depression and oppression and these things come along, because it starts with self. If you can maintain a self-discipline, a self-awareness, then you're able to approach and attack and restructure everything that's in your presence or around you. We fall victim trying to make other people happy when we're not happy. It's impossible. I can't make you something I'm not. I can't teach you how to cook if I don't know how to cook. I can't teach you how to ride a bike if I don't know how to ride a bike. I can't teach you to drive if I don't have a license. And this is the example that I'm saying. So many times we put weight on ourselves that does not have to be there. Focus on yourself. Focus on disciplining your mind. Your mind is the greatest thing that you can obtain that will set you so far towards your destiny that it won't make sense. So attack your mind, focus, and be more on a, not even a selfish tip. We don't have to be selfish. We be selfless. But sometimes it's okay to be selfish, but it depends on how you're being selfish. Work on yourself, because if you work on yourself, you can help others work on them. You know, like, you can't do what you can't do. And don't ever bother yourself up about something that you can't do or make someone feel, make you feel horrible about what you can't do. Because when people love you, when they care for you, no matter how long or no matter how bad the situation gets, you know their position by the role they play. So a friend told me once that people are like trees. You got branches, you got leaves, and you got roots. Some people are leaves. They come and they go when things change. Then you got branches that they hold up a certain amount of weight, but when pressure comes, they break. And then you got roots, the people that's there and they're rooted in and they're dug in. No matter what, they got your back. Look for roots. Don't ever settle for branches and leaves.